The Seventh Man by Max Brand. Chapter 1. Spring. A man under 30 needs neighbors, and to stop up the current of his life with a long silence is like obstructing a river. Eventually, the water either sweeps away the dam or rises over it, and the stronger the dam, the more destructive is that final rush to freedom. Vic Gregg was on the danger side of 30, and he lived alone in the mountains all that winter. He wanted to marry Betty Neal, but marriage means money. Therefore, Vic contracted $1,500 worth of mining for the Duncans, and instead of taking a partner, he went after that stake single-handed. He is a very rare man who can turn out that amount of labor in a single season, but Gregg furnished that exception which establishes the rule. He did the assessment work on 14 claims and almost finished the 15th, yet he paid the price. Week after week, his set of drills was wife and child to him, and for conversation, he had only the clangor of the 4-pound single jack on the drill heads, with the crashing of the shots now and then as periods to the chatter of iron on iron. He kept at it, and in the end he almost finished the allotted work, but for all of it he paid in full. The acid loneliness ate into him. To be sure, from boyhood he knew the mountain quiet, the still heights, and the solemn echoes. But towards the close of the long isolation, the